I'm Jimmy Gooding, the Assistant City Attorney. We're in a somewhat unusual position here in that both the chairperson and the, what do y'all call them?
Vice chair.
Vice chairperson are not here. It appears to me that the first order of business would be for the meeting to be called to order, and I guess this will work on for that, and that one of y'all needs to make a motion that one of y'all serve as the acting chairman for purposes of this meeting.
Oh, I make a motion that we elect acting chairman.
You need to name somebody.
Name somebody. I elect Joy. Joyce has been on this board for quite some time.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Y'all can vote.
Aye. Or are you going to go
I'm sorry. She can do that.
Do that. I got that part.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Present.
Mr. Vote.
They vote.
Oh.
Yeah, your name.
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Jurgens? Mr. Moses?
Aye.
Mrs. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Carrasco? Not present. Mr. Roos? Not present. Mr. Williamson? Not present. Motion carries.
Do you have a copy of the agenda, Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
It's your meeting.
I hereby call this meeting of the Ocala Board of Adjustment July 16th to order. Can we have a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Mr. Carrasco? Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jurgens?
Here.
Mr. Moses?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos? Mr. Williamson?
If all the members present have had a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting, May 21st, I'll entertain a motion to accept those minutes.
I move to accept them as written.
Second.
It's been motioned and second that we accept the minutes from the May 21st meeting of the Board of Adjustments.
Okay. Do I need to call a vote? Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Carrasco? Mr. Moses?
Aye.
Mrs. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
Mr. Roos? Mr. Williamson? Mr. Jurgens?
Yes.
Okay.
Tonight we have before us a request for a change of address. Petitioner is the Cheney Brothers. Do we have someone from Cheney Brothers present? Yeah, let's have the staff presentation.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening. My name is Patty Hitchcock. On behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department, I submit the written comments as part of the record of this hearing. Tonight is the first kind of case this has been brought to this board. It's an appeal of an address change, and it is filed by Cheney Brothers Incorporated, and it's an appeal of an address change that was instituted by the 911 Management Division for their location on the north side of Silver Springs Boulevard, west of Northwest 27th Avenue. In November of 2011, the City of Ocala and Marion County entered into an interlocal agreement that transferred addressing authority to the 911 Management Department. Prior to the agreement in 2011, addressing authority in the City of Ocala fell in the City Manager's office, and that authority had been delegated to a number of different departments over time. Street naming had fallen to traffic engineering, and addressing of buildings and unit numbers had been handled by the building department or the zoning department. And finally, it fell to the Growth Management Department. But Marion County had established their 911 Management Division in 1989, and they have put together and staffed trained addressers and a GIS specialist, and that is one of their primary responsibilities, is to make sure there is a uniform standard applied throughout their jurisdiction for the addressing of properties. And as part of that, they also identify and correct any erroneous addresses that come to their attention. The maintenance of the county addressing standard is one of their dedicated responsibilities. And addresses are not just numbers. The primary addressing function is to make sure that emergency responders can find the source of the emergency in the most expedient manner possible. If there are incorrect addresses or addresses that are not consistent with the standards, there can be a delay in service that could result in loss of life or certainly more dire circumstances than if they had gotten there timely. Seconds matter in an emergency. There are many incorrect addresses in the city of Ocala and in Marion County, and we're working with 911 management in order to correct all of those incorrect addresses. And incorrect addresses can occur for a number of reasons, and I've listed them here. One, that a community may have developed before there was an addressing standard in place. And then when there is an addressing standard, the old addresses need to be corrected. Many times there's changes made to buildings or properties after the initial address is assigned. You might have a large building that's then divided up into different units, which requires changes to the address to make sure that those units are addressed. Roadway construction can also result in changes of address. Southwest 17th Street is a good example in the city of Ocala, in that we have businesses that used to be located on 17th Street, but when the overpass was constructed and then their access is now from a frontage road, all of those addresses need to be corrected, and they were done about a year ago. Also in the past, some businesses were addressed based on what their personal desire was. They wanted to be addressed from a main arterial rather than perhaps the side street where their access was located. And there can be poor communication between government authorities that result in incorrect addresses, and also there can be human error. The address that this property has been operating under for a number of years was 2801 Northwest Silver Springs Boulevard. 911 management issued a letter stating that that address has been corrected to 101 Northwest 30th Avenue. And that correction was done based on Marion County Code Section 15-37. When the city entered into the interlocal agreement with Marion County, part of that transfer of authority was to adopt that the county regulation would be applied within the city limits of Ocala. And the sections that apply to this particular circumstance are that all buildings shall be assigned a quadrant address based on the structure frontage and the vehicular access to that building. It goes on further that if the front of the structure does not face the frontage road, or if the structure is more than 50 feet from that frontage road, the address may be issued at the driveway. With regard to this particular property, the access is located on Northwest 30th Avenue. I've identified the driveway cut here. And staff supports 911 management's change of the address to 101 Northwest 30th Avenue. They have limited frontage on Silver Springs Boulevard. Visibility is greatly impacted for a number of reasons. One, the outparcel that was sold off in 2005, and the distance from Silver Springs Boulevard. But more importantly, they have no direct access to Silver Springs Boulevard. And if an emergency responder is trying to locate them, The quickest means of accessing their headquarter offices is from Northwest 30th Avenue. Staff from 911 Management is here to help answer any of the questions you may have. That concludes my presentation, but I'm also here to answer any questions you may have.
Does any members of the board have any questions?
Not this time.
Okay, thank you. Can we have the person come up to speak that's from the 911?
Can you raise your right hand? State your name for the record, please.
Michelle Hurst. I'm the manager of the 911 Management Division of Public Safety Communications.
Raise your right hand so she can.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to explain to us the situation with the address?
Yes. We currently, in working with the City of Ocala, we verify all of the addresses that are brought to our attention. This particular address was brought to our attention, I believe, from the permit report that we get on a weekly basis from the city. Any permits that are applied for, we take into effect our addressing standard and check each address to make sure that it's accurate. Janet Warbach was the member of my staff that brought it to my attention that the address was incorrect for Cheney Brothers, and we immediately notified Patty with the city. I wanted to find out whether or not maybe there was some agreement in place as far as the address being from issued from the boulevard instead of 30th Avenue. And we were told no. So Janet moved forward with the address change and contacted Cheney Brothers. In the time that the address was slated to be changed, we were, I believe somebody from Cheney Brothers had inquired as to whether or not the city had a reimbursement policy. The county does, and we refer people to our risk management division for things like letterhead and stuff like that, but we weren't sure what the city's policy was. So in the time that Janet was waiting to hear back from the city and had notified Cheney Brothers, she went out on maternity leave unexpectedly. And so there was a delay in getting their address changed to them. But subsequently, the address is incorrect. The first responders, you know, if they do call 911, will not always be the fire, you know, the fire department down the street. You know, if they're out on another call, it could be somebody from outside of that jurisdiction who doesn't typically respond to that location. So, you know, we try to take all of those, everything into account. We don't want to put somebody through an address change if it's not absolutely necessary.
Okay. Any questions? Will your other two representatives like to say anything?
My name is Carl Oates. I'm the 911 Management Director, Public Safety Communications Director, and I'll answer any questions that may come up at a later time if necessary.
Go ahead and swear him in so we don't have to do that later.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And can you spell your last name for me? I'm sorry.
Oltz, O-L-T-Z. First name is Carl with a K.
Thank you.
I do have one question. Again, this address change is going to make your job easier. This is what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. It needs to be done.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we'll ask that a representative from Cheney Brothers, and this for the record is case number APL12-001.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rochelle McBride. I'm general counsel for Cheney Brothers. I also have our executive vice president and the fourth generation owner of the company, Cheney Simmons, with me, as well as our president, Philip Schwab, with me as well this evening.
And your address is?
I'm sorry?
Your address?
Our address?
Yeah.
Our address, now that it has been changed, 101 Northwest 30th Avenue. Our prior address was 2801 West Silver Springs Boulevard, and that is the address we're asking be reinstated.
Can I have you raise your right hand so I can swear you?
Of course.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just to give you a little bit of background, Cheney Brothers is a family-owned company. We're one of the largest private food distributors in the country. We currently are running a facility here in Ocala that is a 475,000 square foot facility and employ between 500 and 600 employees in the Ocala community. We're a very active part of the community, both with employing individuals in the community as well with our community-based activities, with which Mr. Schwab and Mr. Simmons can tell you a little bit more about. With respect to the address change, why we are asking that our address be reinstated is for various reasons. Number one, we purchased this property back in 2004. We purchased it from basically True Value Hardware, which was also known as Cotter and Company. That building had been there for approximately 25 years. Now it has been there. That building has the entrance to that building and the structure of that building has never changed. The entrance has always been exactly where you see it now. The address has always been the address of 2801 Silver Springs Boulevard. When we purchased the building, we purchased it with that address. We relied on that address. We have identified ourselves with that address since we've owned the building, which has, again, been since 2004. To change it now would be absolutely catastrophic. It's not a matter of a resident changing their address and just getting their mail forwarded and letting their family and friends know that their address has changed. The nature of our business is such that we have approximately 9,000 customers, 1 to 2,000 vendors, and every single week, thousands and thousands of checks come into us from our vendors in the form of vendor rebates and from our customers in the form of payments to the tune of millions of dollars. If we have to attempt to notify all those people, and with respect to many of those notifications have to go through third-party brokers, sometimes two levels of individuals, brokers, et cetera, and buying groups. As you all know, people don't always do what you ask them to do. So even with multiple notifications, the chances of people actually changing our address and actually directing those checks to us the first, second, third, fourth time around is going to be very unlikely. We rely on those checks coming in within a 1 to 2 day period in order to operate our business. And again, we're talking about millions of dollars. We run on very, very small margins in order to pay our bills, pay our vendors, and actually conduct our business, which turns around into us being able to pay our employees, many of whom are residents of this city and this county. If that process is delayed, and actually if that process is stopped because those checks stop coming in completely once the post office stops forwarding our mail, then our business is going to be severely impacted. And this is something we've actually looked at and analyzed. These are going to be indirect costs of an address change. I'm not even talking about the direct cost of changing over 400 salespeople's business cards, changing our website, changing all of our marketing materials, all for something that we didn't do, something that has never been a problem. If you look at the interlocal agreement, which was executed towards the end of last year, which gave the county the right to now change addresses, the purpose of that agreement is to ensure 911 safety emergency management. That has never been an issue. We have, like I said, between 500 and 600 employees on our property. We have 300 to 400 trucks that come out of our property on a daily basis. We have accidents, we have issues. Emergency personnel come to our property every single solitary year. Sheriffs, fire department, local police department, ambulances, they are there every single year. They're there every single month. There has never been an issue with them not knowing where to go. Besides that, we actually entertain those entities, those organizations doing drills on our property, voluntary drills. We do that for our benefit as well as their benefit. We allow them to use our facility as a charitable measure because it's a great place for them to get the experience that they need to do various things, but we also do it for our own benefit so that if there is an emergency, They know our facility. It's a huge facility. They need to know where things are, what to do, et cetera. So we encourage them to come on the property, and they do several times a year. So this is not a situation where they're not going to know where they're going. So the purpose of the interlocal agreement and what gave the county the power to change addresses, it is not needed here. The change does not need to be done in order to meet that purpose. And the detriment it will have on us on the opposite side is extreme. And so you're going to be hurting by leaving this address, this new address in effect, hurting one of the largest businesses in Ocala, and ultimately the people employed by that business. Additionally, the argument that there's not frontage on Silver Springs Boulevard, again, this is a 475,000 square foot building. There's a significant amount of frontage on Silver Springs Boulevard. There's a significant amount of signage on Silver Springs Boulevard. This is a building you can see. Everybody knows it's there. It's not hidden behind things. It's not something you're going to miss. So I appeal to you respectfully that you reinstate the address as it has been for approximately 25 years. The address that we relied on, that the city of Ocala issued with our certificate of occupancy in 2005, that we have never changed. We've never changed our access road. We've never changed the structural layout of the building as far as how you enter it, where the frontage is, the way that it looks, as far as where it sits on Silver Springs Boulevard. And additionally, just to point out, as the prior representative mentioned, we received notice of this change in June. The change was made in March. So we're also already looking at a major time crunch, which puts us at a further detriment here. So any change, if we are to reinstate this address, needs to be done sooner rather than later, because we're looking at a shortened time frame for this to be remedied. I appreciate your time. And again, I do have Mr. Simmons and Mr. Schwab that would like to provide some input, and we're all here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Before you walk away,
yes,
does any members of the board have any questions for her?
Just one, and you say there is a lot. You do have frontage up here on Silver Springs Boulevard.
Yes.
And 911, of course, they wanted to be definitely, apparently on the street that there is an entrance on. Mm-hmm. I think that's the whole reason for that. Is there anything that causes a problem making an entrance on the boulevard? This is just conversation.
It's not something that we have analyzed or done any type of, any type of contractual analysis on. I mean, the entrance, like I said, has always been right off to the side. I mean, it's not sufficiently down the road. It's literally right on the corner there.
Okay.
We do have parking spaces in that whole space there along Silver Springs Boulevard. So it would take out parking for sure if we were to do that. So I don't know if structurally it would be something that would be feasible or not.
Okay. Just
but I appreciate the question.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairperson.
Yep. Just for the record, does Cheney Brothers use a P.O. box for any mail locally?
Mr. Schwab may be able to answer that. I am not certain. I believe all the mail comes to the facility. All the checks, I know, do come to the facility. I don't know if anything else would go to a P.O. box, but I know all the checks come to the facility.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
We have another representative of Cheney Brothers that would like to come forward.
My name is Phil Schwab. I'm president of Cheney Brothers. Are I need sworn in?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I believe I speak for Rochelle and Cheney and the whole Cheney family that when we came to Ocala, it was with the best intentions. And I believe that we've lived up to those intentions. I think, without sounding egotistical, we've done an admirable job. We've employed more people than we originally said we were going to. And the fact of the matter is, we're growing. and growth is good for everybody. We have expansion going on currently with our freezer, and I anticipate to continue to grow and support this community. But as Rochelle alluded to, my biggest concern, and I'll be candid, is monetary. The costs involved with this address change could bring us to our knees. When we say we work on tight margins, she's 100% correct. I have visions of monies not coming in on time, vendors not sending us our rebates on time, regulatory agencies and people that do inspections send us notices of impending inspections, whether it be FDA or a lot of the ones we go through. I'm concerned that we're going to miss one of those and end up on the short end of the stick also. But when all is said and done, the regulatory agencies and the people that she's alluded to, they know Cheney Brothers at that address. To change it now would be even more confusing to them. Does everybody know where Southeast 30th Street is? Is it marked? Maybe the 911 people do, but what about all the other people? And what's going to happen to the letters and checks that after a year are still going to the old address? Where will they go? Where will they go? They'll disappear. Some of these rebates don't come in on quarterly basis. Some of them come in on a yearly basis when we attain growth margins that allow us to get that money. Now, if I miss one of those, and it's substantial sometimes, it can be crippling. So I would appeal to the board to strongly consider leaving the address where it is. We're well known in the community. The sheriff's department shops at our place. They know where the entrance is. We sell the sheriff's department and many other county agencies, and they know where it is. The fact of the matter is, everybody knows where it is. So the 911 aspect, the drills, everything that Rochelle alluded to is 100% correct, and we welcome those. And it's ironic, they know where to turn because we've supported them since we opened, and we will continue to do that. That's it for me.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the board?
And the fact of the matter is, when she alluded to she didn't want to disrupt any piece of business. Well, we weren't given notification before this was even changed. I would have liked to have come before the board with even more ammunition before the change was made. We weren't given that opportunity. I understand about maternity leave, but I don't think it's fair that we should have to bear the burden of that. Someone decided that they were going to take some time off and no one followed up on it, and then we wake up one day and the address is changed. That's not right.
Mr. Richardson, you had a question?
I'm late. We had a family medical emergency. I'll let that suffice. I hope that having heard this, that I would share comments that affect this at the appropriate time.
Okay. You didn't miss too much. You're up to par.
One thing I can tell you from experience, I have a business on at 1821 Southwest 7th Avenue and 1831 Southwest 7th Avenue. I have been here for 30 years. If you move 20 feet south of my building, 20th Street runs right through the fence of a business that's had an address of 1935 Southwest 7th Avenue for 30 years. So obviously, 20th Street running right through the gate of 1935 is indicative that this address issue isn't nearly as important as it's being brought to be, or that would have never occurred for 30 plus years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from Cheney Brothers like to speak? Please state your name and address.
My name is Cheney Simmons. I live at Bushnell, Florida, 11337 South Sachata Road, Floral City, Florida.
Yep, please raise your hands if you're sworn in. Please raise your right hand if you're sworn in.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Well, you've kind of heard everything from Michelle and Phil, and I can understand from an outsider looking in that for a person looking at a company who may not be aware of the amount of transactions we do on a daily basis, with now 9,000 customers and 2,000 plus vendors, to operate on the margins that we do, we need things to go right. And that's why we employ more people than we need, because we need the things that we do every day to go right. So I'm sure there's plenty of companies in Ocala who do probably 1/20th of the transactions we do daily, who this may not be as big as an upset as opposed to a company like Cheney Brothers. You know, we have pages of things that we've done for the county, and we support the county and everything they do. But in this matter, I'm not concerned if it were something that would just affect one person within the company or my family. We could take our medicine. But the truth is, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about 700 people we employ right here in Ocala. That's all I have.
Any questions? No? Thank you.
Mrs. Chair?
Yes. Mr. Jones?
I was going to see if you could call the mayor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. We state
hey,
your name,
how
first,
are you?
Please. We know who you are, but for the rest.
That's all right. Kent Gwynn, currently 151 Southeast Osceola Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And I do have my mayor hat on today.
Is that your correct address?
Currently it is. I think it is.
Isn't that changing or already changed? Or?
Well, I don't even know what the Wachula address is. Right now it's 151. That's what's on our business card. But anyway, Chris Thane, their general manager, asked me if I could help them out with this, and I made a few phone calls. Didn't you get sworn in first?
I think
so. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. All right. So I called our police department for our dispatch. This is not an issue with our dispatch. We can put two addresses in our system and recognize either one of them, either the Boulevard address or the other address. And I don't know the particulars of getting, you know, your mail delivered to an address that's different than the dispatch address. I don't know, you know, if anybody knows that as far as the post office is concerned, whether the dispatch could have one address in there and the you know post office recognizes their address as the other Boulevard address. But, you know, basically, I guess I would tell you that this is just, you know, presents an undue, you know, burden on this business. And I would just ask that you, you know, honor the request and change your address back to the Boulevard address. As far as the city's concerned, you know, as far as our dispatch is concerned, we can recognize, you know, both addresses in our dispatch system. It won't be an issue for us. All right? Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does anyone else have any response?
911? Can we have the Marion County come back up?
Yes.
Either one. In regards to, as the mayor said, that they can put two addresses in, it doesn't create a problem at all. Is that a problem where you guys sit?
Well, with the 911 database, if they were to call 911, it can only deliver one address. If the address that displays is different from the address that is provided by the caller, that's going to create a delay in emergency response.
So if there's two, can there be two addresses on that display? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think we're confusing two things.
Okay.
The CAD, I believe the mayor was talking about the CAD system.
Correct.
Both CAD systems, the one that the Ocala Police Department has and the one that the county has, can have multiple addresses.
Right.
The telephone system, which is the one that takes the 911 call, which is not the CAD system.
Gotcha.
The telephone system identifies one address.
Gotcha.
So when you call in, if you have a landline phone, which is your house phone, and you dial in, that number is associated with an address. So that's what we mean, one address, one location.
So you're
the CAD system can do multiple.
So once you get that call, you hit the button, goes to CAD, they pick up two addresses.
We get that information and we verify the information. They call in 2801 or they call in 101 Northwest 30th Avenue. That will pop up either way in either CAD. So it doesn't make any difference on the CAD. The CAD has what they call aliases. So we can figure it out one way or another. And one other statement is that the post office, and I understand what you're saying, I feel their sympathy. I mean, I sympathize with them. I feel their pain. But the post office does forward mail for a year. And they put the labels right on there, and I know it's a big imposition for them. But I got to look at it from the standpoint of correct versus incorrect. It's a black and white issue for me. So that's the only reason that I said, when you asked me, should they do it? Yes, they should. That's the reason
but
I have
to look
at
it. The call still can get out. The ambulance can come. The fire department can come once they hit the button.
Oh, absolutely.
They can.
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes.
If we took 10 people off the street right now and we asked them, where's Cheney Brothers, wouldn't they say they're on West Silver Springs Boulevard or State Road 40 West? Or we asked, we had 10 first responders in the room. Wouldn't 9 out of 10 of them say, yeah, it's over there on the boulevard west of Pine Avenue, 441.
Sorry, I can't answer that question.
it's a 20-acre parcel.
If you ask 10 firefighters that are police officers that work in the city in this area, absolutely, 10 out of 10 would probably tell you where Cheney Brothers is.
Fire department employees?
Yes, sir. I have 30 years in firefighting experience, and I came from down south. So I understand. The way it's set up is odd numbers are on the north and the east side of the street, and even numbers are on the south and west side of the street. That's the way the system is set up in the quadrant system. And the graph that makes everything fall that way is 27th Avenue is here, 28th, 29th, and 30th. So if they had frontage on the boulevard, which they do, then we would have absolutely no problem with them having 2801, State Road 40, or the other names that it's called, which is
Silver Springs Boulevard.
So there's multiple names for the street. Bonnie Heath, the same thing. It could be 10th Street, 14th Street, or Bonnie Heath. They all have alias names, but it all means the same street. But the fact that they have to go around the corner and up, I think it's almost 200 or 300 feet, makes it not on Silver Springs Boulevard. And I understand what they're saying, but I have to go with the black and white. It's either right or it's wrong, and that's the reason our decision was to make it 101.
Well, how do you answer the question that 20th Street runs right through the middle of 1935 Southwest 7th Avenue?
I'm glad that you brought that up, because we'll be happy to look at it, sir. I don't know. It wasn't addressed.
It must not be that important as far as the reality of the occurrence taking place.
Sir, I would have to look at it, and if 20th Street goes right through 1935, then I would suggest it change. It was not done by us. Understand that all the addressing was done by the city up until 2011. Now, we worked with them since 2006, 2007.
That's the county address I gave you.
Oh, I understand. But for us, it's black and white. It's right or it's wrong, and that's the reason that we have to make our decisions.
Well, then 1931 Southwest 7th Avenue can't be directly at the end of 20th Street, can it?
I understand what you're saying,
is,
sir.
Though.
But I didn't assign the address, sir.
Well, but you personally didn't do it, so therefore it's not
our department. Our department did not do that.
But you just got appointed to do it.
and we cannot hit them all at one time, sir. I mean, we have not gone out and canvassed the city looking for incorrect addresses. As we come across them, we correct them.
But aren't we
They were correct until the reassignment was made.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
They were correct addresses prior to the change in authority.
They were correct according to the city. They were not correct according to the grid
That's
system
right.
that we had.
They were incorrect after the authority change.
So they're technically not correct. I mean, in your explanation, right? They functionally work, but technically, regarding some written document, they are wrong.
That's a correct statement.
Okay.
Now, here's another question. Didn't you, I think you said that 911, the address is assigned according to a line of telephone.
Telephone line, yes, sir.
Well, the data is showing that people are dropping landline phones at a very rapid rate.
That's correct, sir.
So how will 911 work when all these phones are cell phones?
The chance of a business not having a landline phone is very slim unless it's a small
office. That's not, you don't know that yet.
Sir, I can't sit up here, nor will I sit up here and
no,
argue
I'm just
with
saying,
you.
I'm just asking.
Cell phones go to a tower, and it goes from the tower to the
I
phone.
Understand.
In the new technology, we're able to tell within 10 meters, which is about 30 feet, how close or where those people are.
But
that's
I,
how that
all
technology
I'm saying
works.
Is that the new technology is making it possible that landlines are going to play a different role, even for 911. So that technology is going to have to evolve to take into account that some people can be calling from a specific spot using a cell phone.
And it makes it even more vital that they be able to explain where they are or describe where they're at if they don't know the address of where they are.
But aren't we talking about problem addresses? As I'm of the opinion that everybody, and I use that term loosely probably, but everybody knows where Cheney Brothers is.
Not according to a handful of people I asked.
Do they live here?
Yes, they do.
Ms. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yes.
Wait till they're finished.
Okay.
Are you finished with your comments?
Right.
And I see the mayor wants to make another comment.
In our dispatch system, which is at the police department, the scenario that Carl talked about, this is Kent Quinn again, scenario that Carl talked about, that call comes from the landline. It's going to come into OPD. We're going to recognize it as Cheney Brothers, and it's going to say Cheney Brothers, and we can recognize those two addresses, whether it's the Boulevard address or the other address. It's not an issue. When, like Carl said, also when cell phones come in, they'll go to the nearest tower. And if it's a county call, well, I've sat and watched us get county calls, and it's redirected back to the city if they don't answer it. But as far as the landline issue, if someone from Cheney Brothers calls and says there's a fire here, it's coming to OPD, we're going to recognize it, and that would be it. Mr. Rogers, you brought up a good point. It was the correct address for 30 years until it was arbitrarily changed. So.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No, thank you. So anybody else would like to make a comment? If there's nothing further, would you like to make a motion, Mr. Jurgens?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the appeal for the Boulevard address with possibly an exception, and we may have discussion on this. At the time that they sell the property, that the city reverts it to the correct address at that time to a new owner.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Yes, Mr. Good.
I appreciate the spirit of Mr. Jordan's motion to provide some flexibility later on, but the only decision for the board is to uphold the appeal or to deny the appeal. If you uphold the appeal, that means they keep the same old address, then it would be up to 911 to remember or to address it. In other words, y'all can't tell 911 to go back and make a different decision in the future. The spirit of what you're doing, I think that if the appeal is upheld today and they keep the old address, I think that someone can call 911 and get them to change that, excuse me, not 911, call the addressing authority and get them to change the address. But you really don't have the ability to say, we're going to uphold the appeal, but only as long as you're in the property. So with all due respect, when we amended the code to provide for this interlocal agreement, we incorporated the procedures that y'all currently have under Section 78173, and it's to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is an order, there's an error in any order, requirement, decision, or termination made by the building official. In this case, it'd be the county in the enforcement of, in this case, the addressing authority. So it's really just a decision to uphold the appeal or to deny the appeal.
I'd like to readdress my motion now.
Yes, ma'am.
To uphold the appeal for them to maintain the Silver Spring Boulevard address.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Been motion and properly second. Can we have a vote? Call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Mr. Jergens?
Yes.
Mr. Moses?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mrs. Johnson?
Aye. You'll maintain the Silver Springs address. Do we have any further business for this evening? If there's no further business, this was the only case. Our next meeting.
August 20th.
This will be August 20th.
Do we have something for August 20th? It is. Mr. Gooding, I'm glad you came. Well, I anticipated being here early, and we got a.
Okay. If there's nothing further.
It wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah.
Rusty, it's the county's authority to do it.
Yeah.
And we can't really tell them. All we can do is uphold or deny their decisions. We can't tell them to change it back when the property changes hands, and I don't want to take a chance on anybody remembering it.
Okay. I agree 100%.
It sounds like when you apply for occupancy, they could either approve that address or not then, too.
You know, I don't. Currently, if you apply for a building permit, there's a 911 address issued at the time of that application. Okay. Now, the situation where I'm personally in and have been for 31 years, to the best of my knowledge, the post office told us what the address was. Now, there could be more to it than I know that, but it has always been strange because I have two buildings. One of them has an address of 1831. It is not 10 feet to the edge of 20th Street and has been.
You better be careful. They may change your address.
Well, fortunately for me, I use a post office box, and I'm 65 years old. I don't care what they do with the address. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Don't tell them.
It's all right. They can change whatever they want to change. It won't have the impact on me it did those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I won't contest it. They can change it whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. This meeting is adjourned, folks.
Yeah. It did. Thank you. On the fly and after you.
Yeah, right.
I, however, floundered.
You did?
Oh, I'm here. I'm for the secretary. I don't know why
they
keep
doing it.
We're already doing the action taken.
Thank you.
Okay.